if somebody in your family got overheated and then they got chilled, maybe got chilled and then they got overheated and their eyes and nose started watering and they got sneezing, then you'd say, what? What would you say was wrong with them?
You said they have a bad cold, I guess. Okay. I don't know what else they'd have unless it's hay fever.
Okay. Well, there's that. If it affected his voice, you'd say he's...
croupy.
Okay.
In a child, that would be the croupy, and adult would be hoarse.
Okay.
Or a child either.
If they keep doing that, what that, you'd say they've got a little, what? That you'd call that?
Call.
Okay. You might say, I think I'll go and take a nap. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
Right. At 6 o'clock in the morning, the alarm goes off and I...
Mate, get up.
Okay. And you might say, he's still sleeping. You better go and...
wake him.
Okay. And if somebody got shot in a war, you'd say he had a...
wound.
Okay. And did you ever see on a wound where it didn't heal right and it had some kind of...
scar tissue.
Well, it didn't even heal that much. It had granular substance around it. And they had to burn it out, cut it out.
Crab flesh.
Okay. Did you ever see any of that?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like? Is that, was that a good description or not? I don't think I've ever seen any.
Well, if you had to cut it out and burn it out, that would be what it would be called.
Uh-huh.
It's a kind of a scar tissue mass that's really not, it's still kind of like what's called pus or something. It's not like that either. I don't know. It's just kind of, it really couldn't call it decayed flesh, but it's the next thing to it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's it. I don't hardly know. Oh. Anyhow, it's a scar that doesn't heal. It's what it is.
Oh, I see.
And you have to cut that flesh out and cauterize it to make it heal.
Ooh, that sounds horrible. I don't think I've ever seen that. Hope I never do. What did you used to keep in the medicine cabinet to put on little cuts? Brown, reddish-brown stuff. Hurts like crazy.
Mercurochrome.
Okay. Well,
iodine.
Okay. What did they used to give people as a tonic for malaria?
Quinine.
Okay. Did you ever have to take that?
Oh. No, I don't think I've taken it. My brothers had to take it.
Oh.
And they got malaria.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have it when you've grown up?
No, not too many, but we live near a little branch, body of water, and it's in the summertime, and I guess there must have been a lot of mosquitoes around.
Uh-huh.
And, or they got it from swimming in this little branch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, but anyhow, they were real, real sick with it.
Huh. What was that disease that children used to have when they got a real, real bad sore throat? Suppose they choke in the middle of the night.
I know what it is. I can't think of it, I know.
Okay, you'll think of it meant probably. We call it disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice.
Okay. And if your joints are getting kind of stiff and aching, you say you have just a touch of...
Flu. People say it now. Flu or la grippe. When your joints aching, arthritis.
Okay. Anything else from my hip side arthritis?
I don't know of anything.